Hey, everybody. This is the very first time that I have recorded this podcast with a baby literally here in my home studio with me. So I thought I was going to be we're home alone. So it was just me and her. And I thought I was going to be able to hold her on my lap, and she began mashing all of the buttons. And so now it's a very tiny studio. She's just here with us. But I have something important to say. You know, I am grateful to the thousands and thousands of you who attended our event last night. It was an emergency town hall to talk about how we confront white supremacy and what we do to really fight for public safety in our communities. And I want to begin talking about some of the most important action steps that we're going to have as well. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Last night, we hosted an online town hall with about a dozen guest speakers, including leaders and families from Buffalo and leaders from all over the country. And the conversation was designed to expose people to new ideas, new ways of thinking, new people. But it was also designed to get us started when we think about what it means to take some practical action steps to really fighting for change. And there are two primary ideas that I want to share with you, two ways that we're going to go about fighting for change on how we confront the issue of white supremacy and how we do work ourselves to make our communities safer. And there are two buckets, basically. The first bucket is things we can do ourselves, that we don't need any politicians or any leaders or anybody else. Like, we can take care of these things on our own. That's one bucket. The second bucket, I think, is equally important. The second bucket is, here are the policies that we can fight for, the laws and the policies that we can fight for on the city, county, state, and federal level. And listen, we're all paying taxes, income tax, sales tax, and every other kind of tax, tax on every bill, tax on the gas. So let's not check out of policy. All the billions and billions and billions of dollars that the government spend, that's our money. That's your money. All of our hard-earned dollars. And so there are six action steps that I want to propose in those two buckets. Bucket one is, here are the things we could do for ourselves. Bucket two is, here are the policies and laws that we can fight for. And let me try to break them down. Bucket one, the three action steps that I want us to take, is I want us to create robust security plans for every Black-owned business, shopping center, school, community center, and religious institution. We need to have serious security plans nationwide. Point number two, I want us to create a plan for racism-free businesses and organizations with a central monitoring and certification system. There she goes. There's the baby. I'm okay with her cooing and making noises if you're okay. My niece is here with me. We just got to do what we got to do. That second point is, businesses have to decide that they have zero tolerance for racism. And what I'm understanding is that businesses and organizations and companies and schools and others, they are tolerating it way more than we've ever understood. Not only does it ultimately allow it to fester, it allows people who may be openly racist in certain environments to continue to feel welcome. And as long as people feel welcome with their racism and bigotry, it's going to be a problem. We'll unpack and explain it, okay? And then lastly, we want to offer online and offline nationwide security and personal protection training sessions. So let me go over those three points again. We want to create security plans. We want to create training online and offline across the country. And we want to create plans for businesses on how they confront and deal with racism head on. All right. All of these ideas need to be further developed, discussed, debated, and ultimately we need to write them out and support them. Those are the three things right now that we're leaning toward in terms of how we address issues of security in our communities. We'll continue to flesh those out. Now, there are three more policies on the legislative side of things. The first is, and this is important, I want us to make honest public assessments of the current plans, budgets, and staff, listen, or lack thereof, that have been assigned to confront white supremacy in every city government. And on the city level, that means schools. I want to know, what is the budget, plan, and staff in your school system, in your police department, in your sheriff's office, on the county level, on the state level, and on the federal level? And we need to talk about this with corporations as well. Because what we now understand is that it is abundantly clear that the United States says that white supremacy is the single greatest threat to the safety and security of America, but it's failed to take its greatest threat seriously. Now, what we're going to find is, across the board, on the city, county, state, and federal level, there are going to be very few plans, very few staff, and almost nothing in the budget. She's blowing kisses. I'm gonna pick her up and hold her and love on her in just a second. After we make that assessment, we need to craft new legislation and policies. And girl, she blowing kisses, not because she loves me, because she wants some attention. Here, come up here in my lap. Let's try it again. Oh, there we go. Uncle is old. I'm too old to be a daddy, that's for sure. I've had all my babies. Now, I love having her here, but she has reminded me that I am not a young man. You know, the point one is, now she's in my lap now, just so y'all know. Point one is, we have to make an assessment of what's out there. Point two, we have to craft new legislation on the city, county, and federal level. And point three, I want us to create a system of scorecards where we actually measure how cities, counties, states, and the federal government are actually doing to confront white supremacy. Now, if you go now to thegreatestthreat.com, we have all of that stuff right there on the website for you to read. And if you signed up for our event, you're going to also find it on the website. All right. So let me go be an uncle, but I had to get this out. I have a busy day today, so I just had to record it. But if you go to thegreatestthreat.com, you'll see all that right now. Take care, everybody. Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.